Bring your friends.
I could get a thing, yeah. With the pain, yeah. Sitting in the caddy, plotting on the bench, yeah. Baby, you a hottie, yeah. You a ting, yeah. You should bring your fans, yeah. Bring your friends, yeah. I could get a thing.
Chillin' overseas, tryin' to chase these M's. Yeah. Out in Hackney, yeah, in the ends. Yeah. I don't want no hand, I don't want no land. Yeah. Got it on my own, yeah, this shit is known. Yeah. Oh, he in the zone, yeah, he in the zone, yeah. Did it for my own, yeah, bitch, I owe, yeah. Go show, I'm broke, yeah, I move little slow. Longevity is something that they don't know. All started from a yo, trash is on the stove. Nigga, I was chefin', missing class to do the show. All I ever wanted was a tape, they ain't love. Now we fucking everywhere. Young and better use a glove. Shouts out the water, baby. Shouts out the blood. Shouts out my body, this and that, such and such. When you see me riding now, you better pull up that clutch. Then I hit the studio and match up easy with the Dutch.
I could get a thing, yeah. With the pain, yeah. Sitting in the caddy, plotting on the bench, yeah. Baby, you a hottie, you a ting. You should bring your fans, yeah. Bring your friends, yeah. I could get a thing.
I know I'm a youngin', but I live this life.
Yeah.
Sippin' on a little time, feelin' nice.
Yeah.
If you ain't having fun, you ain't living right.
Yeah.
They talkin' about some guns, so can y'all really fight?
No.
I could bring my niggas, you can bring your bitches.
Yeah.
Why you wanna be poppin' all on the inner?
Yeah.
They just taking pictures, they ain't really living.
Yeah.
You know my team winning, nigga,
yeah.
That's a given.
Monster
like Sully, Tunji and Gully. Maybe cause I'm flyer than a Broad Street bully. Hits in the tucky. I was in the ducky, all hard work, I ain't get it that lucky. Up all night,
yeah.
Hit with another show, red eye flight,
yeah.
Told you about that zone, don't let him in that zone,
yeah.
I be anywhere, bet you thought I had a clone,
yeah.
But I just got grown.
Told you.
I could get a thing,
yeah.
With the pain,
yeah.
Sitting in the caddy, plotting,
yeah.
On the bench,
yeah.
Baby, you a hottie,
yeah.
You a ting,
yeah.
You should bring your fans,
yeah,
yeah. Bring your friends,
yeah.
I could get a thing,
yeah.
With the pain,
yeah.
Bring your friends, yeah, bring your friends, yeah.
Sorry, but I gotta put you on hold.
You should bring your friends,
sorry,
yeah,
but I gotta
friends,
put
yeah.
You on hold. Sorry, but I gotta put you on hold.
You should bring your friends,
sorry,
yeah,
but I gotta
friends,
put
yeah.
You on hold. Sorry,
yeah,
but I gotta
friends,
put
yeah.
You on hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
But I gotta put
yeah.
You on hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should bring your friends, yeah. Bring your friends, yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
Stranger to the city life.
Alright.
I introduce her to this hippie
so,
life.
Is there an echo?
We make love on the pretty lights. Oh.
Hello? Hello? Oh, okay.
Bestie.
Alright. So.
I get a feeling it's a trip. The mother drugs just don't
turn down for me.
Girl, I really fucking want
there we go.
Alright, so let's do the intro.
Another quarter to
welcome
Welcome back to another dope-ass episode. Damn, ASAP Rocky, can I have my moment? Another dope-ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you those three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So you know when you come on here, you're going to have hella weed, some chicks, and some dope-ass vibes. So make sure to spark up your joints and get ready to spark up your minds. Today's episode is going to be a Fam Bam episode where my cuzzo's real music is going to be on the scene today in the smoke sesh. So yeah. Hello, how are you? Oh, hello Chaney. Welcome. What was I about to say? Damn it, people always distract me. Getting into what's the strain. Let me not do that next to the microphone. Getting into what's the strain. Today we're smoking on El Chapo OG coming from the hood plug, because you guys know I live across from the trap house now. So shouts out to them. I don't think y'all even can listen to this, but shouts out to y'all. I didn't get it from them, but I got it from one of the hood plugs. But they referred me, so I don't know if they can get credit for that still. Maybe we'll give it to them. But I got El Chapo OG. I actually Leaf Lead sponsor me. Leaf Lead it because I thought it was a fake name. And it actually isn't, guys. This is some potent shit. So when my cousins come back, I want to see what their review is on it. Still rolling currently. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day wherever you are, whenever you listen to this. Because I notice you guys don't listen directly as soon as I post this. You guys seem to listen maybe 2-3 weeks after. No, let me stop. But no, I usually don't get my most listens until like a month after. So shouts out to you loyal ones that do get it on that first Wednesday and blow up my DMs every fucking time I don't upload on time. So shouts out to my loyal ones. Yeah, so just to get, I guess we can give a little explanation since it's a talking to myself moment about what happened with the current episodes that aren't on the channel and what we're going to be doing now for the future. So we will still be uploading Wednesday nights, but instead of stressing myself out, you guys are going to have to check around midnight, and that'll be Thursday morning, But I'm not stressing myself out over that, and I need to be able to smoke, and you guys are giving me anxiety attacks, so thanks. That's what that's going to be. And, yeah. Other than that, these past few weeks have been so fucking hectic for your girl. So fucking hectic for your faves. And it's been hard to get the right vibe together, to get the right branding together for you guys. But we're working on it. It's getting there. Life's going to be lit like leash. So, stay tuned. We're going to get back on track. But just know that this is technically episode 2 on the channel. Technically, we don't have a single episode of season 3 to spark up on there, but technically, y'all getting content, so I mean, I look so crazy. I'm literally in here having a ball. We'll put some jams back on.
World with SoFi. Because we do things.
No, bitch. Nobody asked you to talk. So, let me ask you guys to leave me a comment in the because you guys like to leave me some comments sometimes. Leave me a comment of when you had your favorite strain bite you in the ass. Like, when have you ever had a moment where your favorite strain was not your friend? Like, it actually bit you in the ass and made you die and have that coughing fit. You know, I always say die to get the high, but there's those moments where I'm looking for the word and my high ass can't fathom what the word is. I don't want to say betray. It doesn't betray you. It just, it's blinking. And no one's here to help me, so I'm assed out altogether. I feel like, let's put on, have you guys heard of Mutombo? My homie Mutombo, shouts out to you. Real cool, real cool dude. See, this is why I don't have episodes by myself, because I sound like a man.
OG when I'm rolling, Gucci on my focus, made me go with the flow. She feel like the ocean, then my wrist is pouring. Don't call me when I'm touring, I can't slow, I'm on go. At red lights, I floor it.
From bad coverage.
All right, nobody asked you to be in it, though. Don't y'all just hate when YouTube just decides to cut in on your happiness? No one asked to see your ads.
Thank you.
like when it's so good, it's kind of bad for you, might harm you in the future, but you just gotta have them. Like, there's no way you're letting them go. This is who you're gonna be with for the rest of your life. No matter how stressful, how annoying, that's who you're gonna be with. I love that relationship. I crave that relationship, which a lot of people do, I'm sure. Phone's gonna probably die in 5 seconds, but we're gonna go take a ride really quick. So we didn't really do a whole lot of topics. Oh, while you guys are just now coming in, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Yeah, we're live.
We live, Charlamagne? We live?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure y'all by now know my voice is correct.
On the mic, wait, repeat, because you know she was trying to steal your thunder.
Who's trying to steal my thunder?
The song I had playing.
Oh,
right.
I'm about to say
on the mic, my G.
You feel me?
Put the bottles down. Put
my name.
Get right, bro.
Hold up, man. I'm doing 12 things at once. But you know I can do that because I'm more ready.
Too. You
feel me? I'm a little slow, but I'm a little fast too.
That's what I'm talking about. I was stressing. Beware of niggas who don't respect you, bro. You feel me?
Oh, y'all cray cray.
What you mean? We just family. I'm saying we just family.
Y'all brought drinks enough for us to stay till 9, but we got a session at 8. So how we gonna do this in an hour? Unless y'all ready.
Gangsters,
I can't with this family.
Yeah, oh, you can. That's
wrong. Wait, okay, introduce yourselves.
Alright. MOE, Moses the Raven. I do the production. I'm a producer.
Okay.
I'm great.
Okay.
Feel me? I don't feel like I need to say more than I'm great. I'm just great. You already know how that feels. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you better talk your talk.
Talk that talk.
I go by the name of Olive, 1/4 of Real Music, one of the lyricists, one of the, I want to say, I guess the social media. Oh, my fault. I got you right now, bro.
My fault, bro. I got you.
You try to open up his bed real quick. Oh, no, it's not even on here.
I got a lighter. This is the hood trick right here. If you're trying to open up a beer, I'm going to do a tutorial on this online, too.
That's the genius trick, not the hood trick.
Well, where did I learn it? So you feel me what I'm saying?
You do this.
It's geniuses in the hood, too.
Yes. I apologize for the bit. But, yeah, me and my brothers, well, we run the social media for Real Music. And I guess, should we wait before we give out the our Instagram names?
Go ahead.
Oh, listen, at.
We do shameless
plugs
all.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, but you can follow us at Follow Real Music. It's at Follow Real Music, and you can see everything that we're up to. We got everything posted up there. So yes. Oh, sir, please.
Oh, yeah, certainly. All
right.
Carlis is a twist off.
My name is. Nah.
Can they hear you?
Yeah, they can hear you.
All right, cool. We good.
My name is Kid Ali. I'm 1/4 of Real Music as well. You feel me? I do vocals. Hip-hop vocals, an engineer.
Facts.
You know, working on a couple documentaries, podcasts. Seth. We do a lot of studio work. You know, we know that room pretty well.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys all record your own music?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Kind of felt like, before we get into it, yeah.
There's one more guy. Forgot my, that's my main man.
Mm-hmm. Here go the 4th.
Nah, that's all good. This is K. Perwetta, 1/4 of Real Music. I handle just about anything from the, just getting the shows and the sessions and, you know, handling the apparel, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to keep this shit moving as much as I possibly can. Just trying to, you know, keep this thing going, man. And I'm the, you know, rapper, songwriter, dabbled in production.
Okay.
We all dabble in everything that got to do with the studio. That's what we came up with. That's what we love. And that's what we do.
How long have you been doing this?
Man.
11 plus years.
Yeah, right.
half my life. I'm 25 right now. I've been doing it for since. Wow, I think I've been doing it half my life.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
facts.
That's true.
Word.
We first got started in I want to say we first really got started in like 2001, but really I like to say 2006-07 is when we got serious. That's when we
real serious and started really like
taking niggas out there
as like a professional, you know, something we could be having as our profession, you know.
Yeah.
This is your dream. Like
right. Absolutely.
Y'all cultivated.
Niggas started having meetings and shit.
Yeah, facts.
Before that,
absolutely.
It was all just natural, like this is what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it formed to like, all right, this is, we gotta, if we really wanna do this, you know,
we gotta get serious.
Yeah, we gotta take the steps.
What age was that when you guys decided that?
Man, that's I'd say that was like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. 16, 17, that's when it started. Like, that's when we started really focusing on, like, all right, now we got to find some shows. Now we got to really book some studio time. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to take this to the next level. Before that, it was just us just kind of rapping to each other and rapping to the family and just proving that we're nice amongst some people we knew. But around 16, 17, we're like, all right, now we got to start showing more people. You got to start taking this a little bit more professionally. So. Mm-hmm. And now, still on the mission, still on the move.
I see you guys do your open mics. I see you guys at the city a lot.
Yeah, man. We're just trying to.
Shouts out to them.
Yeah, shouts out to all the guys over there. Yeah, man. We're trying to keep things moving. You know, I mean, but we've been blessed to come across a lot of dope opportunities. Like, and we met some of the. Like, I've come up within the. I want to say within like the last, you know. Especially within like the last 4 or 5 years, come across some of the dopest artists, some being our own boys and some being people that we've met like within like the last year. So
yeah, you want to know who?
You can't say that you haven't, like, we run into so many people that it's like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, have come, yeah,
us or like, mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. So it's like an unpopular popularity thing.
Word.
Like,
we've been everywhere. Like,
it's
everywhere,
a small world, really.
Yeah, facts.
I'm noticing. Have you guys noticed? Greg, do you guys? I noticed. You guys know Greg P.
Yeah. Crazy
Greg,
story.
Greg P's on my album.
Yo, what?
What's Greg P?
Yo, check it. Yo, I met him at the spot called the Movement Space where DJ Drewski.
Like
that's his spot right there in Elizabeth. One of my boys. One of my boys, my boy Keith Chandler, runs kind of like I hate to call it an open mic showcase, but it's a platform where artists can come perform and practice their work. It's open cypher called Where Beats Meet Bars, and they had an event at the Movement Space, and Greg P was one of the artists there performing, and I just chopped it up with him after, and he was like, yo man, can I send you a track, and you just throw a verse on it? He sent me a track, I pulled up at his spot. Did a verse on it, and then we just had a song out. And he was like, and we've been kind of tight ever since. And he's dope.
And he came to my show, played that song, and I said, why does that sound like my cousin?
Yo, man, that's dope. Shout out to the homie.
I said, who is this?
That's dope, man.
I was like, that's my cousin.
Yeah, and he told me, he was like, yo, you know, Leisha, and you know Kid Alik? My Kid Alik, that's my group member. It's my both my family. Like, it's my group member. Like, so I ain't know. It's crazy. It's a small world.
You know what's a funny story? I didn't even know Olav knew Greg P. Greg P's, like, somebody reached out to me, and I, like, spoke to him, whatever, and to collab with Greg P or whatever. And I'm like, cool, whatever. Sent him a track, and he sent it back. It was Greg P. And then he's like, yo, I laid the verse. And he was like, yo, you fuck with Olav?
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
That's my group member.
Yeah, like, shit crazy. You
know, I'm
like,
it was crazy.
Nah, that's dope, man.
That's wavy.
He doing his thing right now.
No, yeah, literally, he just dropped his EP. I don't know if
Yeah.
He had with Stephen Xavier. That's another one of my favorites.
I still gotta finish bumping. I know there's a song I forgot the name of it that I reposted for him. That was pretty dope. He got some hard music.
He's great.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
He came out of nowhere, too. That's one thing that he... I think he's proud of.
Right out of Patterson.
You just fuck shit up out of nowhere.
Shout out to the homie.
And definitely the way he's moving, he's going to definitely grow fast, you know.
He's good with network. That's one thing I think in this industry, it's good to have this network. I see you guys do that too. You guys are great with your networking.
Old dog. Olive is the CEO of networking for real news. Networking for real. It's most likely because of him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to expand, man.
Do a performance. We gotta hit the crowd.
Word. That's what I try to do. I try to encourage everybody who was on stage. Mm-hmm. Just like at our last show, I like shake their hand, tell them they did a good job or whatever.
Word.
Yeah.
You know, or I give them notes and then I'll be like, you know what? Follow me. I'll follow you back. And they're always happy to exchange the information.
But then, after that, it's the actual follow. That's what we're trying to really do.
Word. Like,
when I connect with somebody, that whole, how are we going to link? And I'm like, yo, we're really going to link. Yeah.
I'll be going on their lives or whatever.
That's what you did with contacting them.
That's what you did with Greg P. That's what you did with SOTM.
Shout out to Shadow.
Yeah. Like, you definitely got to hit people up.
Got to.
Realize social media is literally your human being, like, talking. Like, it's like, yo, you didn't talk to anybody today. You didn't talk. You didn't get online. You didn't talk to anybody.
Right.
Fucking, you know, you didn't comment on anything. You're a dull person. You're boring. You're depressed. Something's wrong.
Yo.
You know what I mean? You get.
Yo.
That's what it's saying.
Your
account is supposed to be a representative of you. So, your network. You meet somebody, they follow you. It's like you, like a person talking to you, and you just
That's a fact.
You know what I'm about to do?
Talk and you're not saying nothing.
You know what I'm about to do, deadass? I'm about to just start like sending people beats. I'm just sending people like four or five beats. How you like it? You know, say after I follow them at a show or some shit like that. That's what I'm about to do with this one chick named Nat Nasty. Oh damn.
Throw the whole nigga away. Listen, you could do that. One more round of a family and being in a group was hard at one point or another.
The hard thing about being in a group is all four people being exactly on the same page at all times.
Yeah.
That shit can get frustrating.
And look, I know we seem like a really tight bunch. But sometimes you feel me, we get
that's factual.
No, that's factual.
We all are different. We've been around each other since we were younger and we've
But that's really the important part, is to get back.
In different directions.
Since we know each other, if we get into it, you know.
Have that commonality of music being our core, you know.
Facts.
Yeah.
So that's very That keeps everything tight.
So that would be the hard part, but I mean, the most obvious and easiest part is like, yo, man, like, who would you much rather be in a group with other than your family? Other than somebody you can talk to, you know, reckless, they don't take offense to it. So you just, you know what I mean? It's way more pros and cons to that. Mm-hmm.
It's a closer bond, I feel like. Right. I don't know. I think it's so cool that you guys are a group. As soon as I heard that from my mom.
Yeah, she checked me the other day. She called me like, hey, yo, I don't know what y'all doing, but she been hitting y'all up for like 10 months.
Check.
Ooh,
yeah.
Smooth check.
She said, hold on, I'm going to call him.
Oh snap! Yo, I'm like, yo, I'm like, my bad. I'll
hit you up. I'm like, what the? She be emailing. I'm like, and then she said she hit the. I ain't look at the group email in the past in a little bit. And I was like, oh, that email was well. It was like, that shit was like you talking to a nigga that's gonna recruit you for a job. Like, it was,
I thought Leisha about to curse us.
No, not at all. Because I was like, you know what? At the wedding, we were all pretty drunk. So I don't even know if they remember we had that conversation. But I remember I put it in my calendar. I was like, you know what? Let me just send an email in case they actually were serious.
See the shit. I know. We've been supposed to do this.
But no, this is a vibe. I can't believe you guys are here. I've been bragging about it.
I'm like, back.
We come back, man. We could be regulars, man.
Do you do this here all the time?
Yeah, this is my spot.
This is
spot? Yeah. People call me the underground slayer, and this is my underground layer.
Okay.
Word? Yeah. You got a rep out here?
You got
a rep out here.
Yo, you started, this one. You were still at.
Can I just grab it? So, it like ceremonious.
So I started this as a little project, actually, for my communications class. And I did it at first. It was like this one episode. And I submitted it, and it was my midterm. And my friends was like, "Why don't you do this like, regularly? Like, do this as a thing?" Because it was fun to sit there and chat. And plus, I do this anyway when I smoke with people. I just wind up talking about a lot of shit. After, like, we did a couple more episodes, and they did it with me, and then I started talking by myself, and then people started saying, like, you know, this is a pretty good idea. Like, you know, you're doing something that not a lot of people are doing in Jersey yet. No one's smoking on the airways yet. Like, I haven't seen another show. I mean, people are starting to.
It's
you know. The entertainment can't do it.
Okay.
But, yeah, flattery.
That's what's
the highest form.
So I know Willie P is not far from there.
My professor actually was the one that said you need to monetize this. She was like, she heard it, and she said, "This is my thesis, my senior thesis."
Well, you should get it proper.
That's an A.
Yeah.
I need to monetize this. That's an A if I ever heard it.
Facts. I'm about to say word.
That's an automatic.
You thought it was that good to get some money?
Anything you work in, you deserve to get a check from it.
Yo, Patreon people really be getting paid off that.
Listen, really be getting bread. I don't understand.
There's money in it, and you can doing it.
People like, will pay for extra content.
That's all it is.
Word.
We're just looking for the next new thing to just listen to and just.
But they have exclusive.
Yeah. That's a fact.
They like to hang out with people that they think are cool people.
Yo, when
if they can't do it in person, they do it online. Yeah.
When I went down to Georgia, what was it? I think this time last year, I listened to one of the episodes. It was dope.
Aww.
Oh man, it was like the whole night. I played like two episodes. The whole night I was bumping a couple of them. I'm like, yo, man, you just talking some shit. I was like, yeah, hold up, man. You talking?
I remember, I think you messaged me.
Yeah, I think I left a comment on SoundCloud.
Yeah, you did.
You was talking about weed, and like, you, I'm like, yo, you know a lot about like the history. You was going in like. Yo.
I like to be. I actually follow a lot of the cannabis groups of Jersey, and actually that's how I stay on top of the updates that dealing with the bill that's coming out.
Yo, I want all the smoke, like no pun intended.
So how close do you think are we to having like dispensaries on
March 25th?
Yeah, she got the date.
They're gonna start doing. That's the date that's out there. That they're gonna have something together for us to start doing dispensary jobs, putting it out there, and dispensaries are gonna start coming into this.
You know what I heard? I heard that poppy stores are like petitioning to make sure they can sell weed out of their stores. Like, you know how like they sell beer in New York?
Yeah,
you know
what's crazy? You
if
kidding?
They get their hands on that. They going that's straight.
That's corner of the market right there.
Yeah, but that's straight hands over fish because niggas is in there anyway.
The tax that's gonna be on the weed.
But I
kind of
want like the black people.
Is it gonna be like really bad?
I want black people.
It's gonna
really
be $42 per dime.
Are you serious?
For a dime?
For a dime. Now I don't know if that's worth it, but that's the legal weed. I might still go to the homeboy down the street.
About to say.
So they lower the price.
Like,
they just decriminalize
it.
Of course.
The niggas that smoke weed now, they're not about to, all right, it's legal, I'm going to go to Walmart and buy it. That shit is out. It's just, now I cannot go to jail from doing this shit.
I'm about to just go outside my porch and smoke my shit.
Now I can walk the street.
What do you know about the people that's already, like, bagged for it? Are they going to get, like...
I think they're going to start doing a program where they're going to start expunging.
Yeah, everybody that's in there for nonviolent drug offenses, they're supposed to be, like, clearing a lot of people's names, which I hope comes to fruition from this, because there's no reason for us to legalize it, and then everybody that's still sitting in jail now...
I thought weed being illegal was... always the dumbest shit. I think they're slow to make developments on it because of like you have to like start to identify what is a narcotic, you know, like you drink coffee every day,
facts,
drugs, you drink
sugar,
Coca-Cola,
anything that your body's normal state is a drug, and they sell drugs openly, and these drugs have killed people.
Facts.
And we've never killed nobody. So
not never, a 6-0 to this
the real
day.
Drugs that's on this earth for us do not kill you.
Absolutely.
I heard that to die from weed, you have to smoke. I forgot the number of blunts.
Yeah, but like
by that time you just die from intoxication.
Yeah, like, and that makes sense. And like that's just too much of any damn thing is gonna you drink too much water, you could kill you. Like
Hello.
Too much of any damn thing is gonna kill you.
So, and no one's so like
the ideas it's really like your mind. People's minds are gonna start to change. So what is good for me, what's not?
Yeah.
And start to, you know, point the finger at
people are
what they can't make money off of, you know. Mm-hmm. Like,
exactly.
You
know, that's all it is.
Oh, they can just grow plants, you know.
Facts.
You can just put a seed in the ground and be good.
And be straight. Like, you know, so
do the same thing they do in the factory.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, I'm ready for it. I was just talking to my mother the other day about we was looking at some cannabis stocks.
Listen,
I want all
CBD companies are starting to pop up everywhere.
They said the next 10 to 15 years, if you start now, you're gonna be sitting pretty. So I'm starting to do as much research as I can now. Like I want all parts of this wave.
Don't keep that information to yourself, cause
That's why I'm trying to pick up the knowledge now, man. I want to share it.
He's like, oh, I got some eyes on some stuff. Like,
warm,
you
bro.
Gonna tell us? What you fucking?
Yeah. No facts. I'm trying to share the love, man.
Facts.
You gotta share the wealth.
Yeah.
Is it what?
A farm started in PA.
In the Pocono area.
Get out.
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's probably closer to Easton.
Well, like
Easton.
Easton
got a dispensary.
Yeah.
Easton's got a dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
Is it legal there?
The first legal.
I think, like, medical.
Oh,
okay.
Like, it's not like one of those strict.
It's got to go, like, way through the doctor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's wavy.
Yeah, so it's coming, but, you know. Slow. It's time to get in the door. Like,
so I'm hearing about cannabis oil that's, like, eradicates like
cancer. No, that has amazing health benefits.
Is this
yo,
you gotta
yeah,
ask for
community.
It?
Oh, no, yeah,
no,
yeah,
ask,
bro, go ahead, take a shot. Let's
Joe, she didn't get it yet. You don't ask, bro.
Yeah, you just take
you just
the
can't.
Shot.
Oh, I don't have no water to give me a chaser.
Chaser? Oh, hold up, man. In the water right there.
Over in the cut?
Right there, right next to you.
Oh, no, it's off because it's next to the mic.
Oh.
So they unplugged it. So it doesn't let me push it down.
Damn.
All right, so big roll. I'm gonna chase it with the blunt. Let's do that.
I'll give it some of the beer. I don't know if you can. That's how we first started chasing shit. We drink liquor. It's a little less nasty than
my mother will not be happy.
Facts.
She was so excited that you guys are coming up. She's like, really, you're having the boys? I told you to do that a while ago.
All right, I'm having an issue with these mics.
Oh, yeah. Just facts. Big facts. I need you to know.
Have you guys, when was the first time you guys smoked? Like, I know you guys did it as creatives one time or another.
I've smoked
a cigar a couple of years.
Are you serious? You guys are so great.
I've smoked before.
I was at my man's house. You remember the nigga?
I'll give y'all some time.
Tall dude, he was Shelly's friend. He used to work at Sony.
Florence, with the
yo,
dress.
We all went to Fridays real quick. It was me, you, him. It was me, you, him, and Sebastian. We all went to Fridays once.
Anyway,
I remember you said like, "Yo, this."
I think I did.
I thought we was getting signed to Sony. How much we were seeing this nigga?
Yo. Yeah. I remember Lawrence.
He just don't work.
But no, I went to his crib the other day, and he opened with it, bro. And he came like, "Yo, bro, you still not smoke with it?" I was like,
I'm
a fucking engineer. Look at me.
Tell me how to pronounce your rap name.
This is Olive. Olive.
Olive.
The short for Olive. That's it. Short for Olivia.
Live. Okay, that's my task.
That's gonna be my new task.
Live and Leash. Okay.
Yo. Oh, get shit. It going.
That's bars right there on the.
That's the name.
Yo, that's
Live and Leash.
That's it. We're gonna have a little mini episode.
Yeah. Oh, we good.
A mini series.
Mini series. Well, we lit. Oh, we good.
Listen, guys.
Because he said he did it as a tobacco, and that was a couple weeks ago.
Was
it for your wedding? Oh no.
Yo, I did it after the wedding, and the minute I started, like, sheeping that shit, they cut all the lights.
You missed a lot of the fun. We was all back there smoking. I had a box of cigars. I had like 30, I think I was left with 3. I still got 3 on me now. Like, everybody was smoking back there.
Yo, that was awesome. Ain't nothing like a cigar at a wedding.
Nah, that's just a beautiful film.
It's like... In a suit, yeah, facts.
But, I've smoked weed before. I could probably count on one hand how many times, but I have. That doesn't really do anything for me.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever gotten high before.
It's never okay. elevated.
I'm about to say,
yeah, like,
as far as what, do anything for you?
Probably smoke some bullshit. I don't know. I mean, but I never gotten high before. Yeah. At least I don't think I have. But, I think
bottom line is, though,
but there might be a difference between like a mind or a body type of high, because I know that maybe. With my experience with weed, it's a little dodgy. There's some good, there's some bad. There's some good and there's some bad.
It's very complicated.
It really is.
Break it down, girl.
If you're drunk, it's most of the time, like, people who don't smoke weed that start smoking weed, especially at high, like.
Yeah.
You don't know how you feel.
Word. Like, you already bodied.
Like, when I'm drunk and I smoke, you don't really know the high part like that. Like,
you're not monitoring it.
Yeah,
you don't got your eye on
the
it.
Same, you know, it's just getting high as it's smoking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie though. I was at my coworker's crib. We was we went out some drinks and we chilled at his crib with some people. And they were smoking. And like, you smoke? I'm like, nah, I'm good. So I was already been drinking the rest of the night earlier.
So you didn't want to get too.
So I was like, I'm like, nah, I'll hit some. And I pulled the fuel. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, I don't know what he had. I'm like, yo, it's all right. Like, it got mad bass. I was like, yo, it's all right. I went home and went to sleep. And I was like,
shit. Yeah. Just, you were eating
them?
Huh?
You were not going up? Nah, when I got back.
Yeah, he said, like,
a whole gyro, like a fat ass gyro, and went to sleep.
And
I was good. Like,
son, that's the reason why. Did you know that weed is really good for diabetes? Because it lowers blood sugar.
Because
that's why you get hungry. You notice that? Your blood sugar drops.
Yeah, blood sugar drops. Yeah, yeah. Hey, man.
The first time I smoked, I was 13. And
and ever since then, right?
I was hanging with some guys in the neighborhood.
Zone 4? Zone
4? Nah, I was at Eastport.
Kid Ali from Atlanta, by the way, man.
I was hanging with these guys or whatever. No, I was hanging with them, and then one day they were smoking. And they was like,
had a
blunt. I was like, I want to smoke too. It was like, if you want to smoke, you know, just bring $5.
Them niggas is bad. This niggas bad.
I brought $5 the next day. You know what I mean?
It's an opportunity.
And I smoke.
All right, I want to tell my first time story
I
next.
Was so bad. Okay. Yeah, I thought we
were going to
do
that.
So, I smoked with them at, like, a construction site. And we just, like, was sitting on, like, all the wood stacks, like, looking at the stars and shit. Sure. Shit was crazy. And I was like,
it was a great time.
Whoa, I'm fucking stoned.
Like, you know, I'm fucking stoned.
Like, type of feeling. So I'm like, I hauled ass home, you know. Paranoid and shit. Like, let me get the fuck out of here. I don't, like, your perception of time is crazy. So
stop,
like,
playing. So
I'm like, oh, fuck this.
The amount of parallels between this nigga's story and my story is so crazy, bro. It's like almost the same story.
I went home. My mother was coming home. So I went to sleep. No, I looked in the mirror and see my eyes was like bloodshot red.
Oh, geez.
So I'm like, oh.
You're not supposed to look in the mirror.
Yeah, like, so I went and went to sleep. I act like I was asleep.
So that when she got home, I'd be like waking up. I quit for a while, though. And then I didn't start back to like 17, 18 again. Everybody else, like, because it was kind of early. Like, I was smoking, and it was like, I was being bad.
Yeah, 13. I think the cutoff I would have from, if my kids ever came to me and they said, Mom, I smoked, you had to be older than 16. Like, 16 and up. If you were 16, maybe at a party, I could understand. But anything younger than that, I'd be looking at you like, come on, little nigga.
Not
only that, but your brain not developed enough to handle that.
Exactly. You know, and then all of a sudden, you're stunting your brain cells. Now you can't even...
You don't have a grind. You don't have like a grip on what the world is to be losing it. You feel me?
But No. There's people I know that smoke at 11, 12. There's nothing wrong with the age you smoke. Whenever you smoke, that's your experience. Hey.
Your brain cells after a certain point they stop regenerate. Oh shit!
Assault the mic. It's okay, we do that here.
Oh yeah.
Constantly growing as long as we think
it.
As long as you're using your brain,
yeah,
exercising.
Like,
exactly. That's true.
Alright, so let me tell you guys my first time story, man.
Let's hear it.
It's crazy. Let's hear this, bro. Fucking turning point in my life, bro. I don't think I can make music before that. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, before that I was making booty ass music. You know, remember my verses was garbage?
Said we opened
it wasn't, it open my chakras. Yeah. Son, I was like, so like, back.
You gotta know that, man. You
420 was coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And I had just heard about it. I'm in eighth grade. I'm like, 420, what's that? That's Bob Marley's birthday. Might not be, but that's what niggas were saying. You feel me? So I'm like, all right. So this is the lie I told my father. I'm like, look, the book fair tomorrow. The Spanish nigga. Remember the nigga Carlos Lopez I've been telling y'all niggas about?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, that was like my man's back then.
That was his boy he used to brag about.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my man. He was so cool. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to be just like this nigga. He was like, this tall.
Let me stop,
so,
man.
Anyway, I'm like, all right, bet. I'm going to tell my father we're going to the book fair. He gave me $10. I told him I was going to buy Goosebumps. He gave me $10, right? And then in class, I'm like, yo, what's the plans? That's what niggas used to say back at the time. I was like, yo, what's the plans? He was like, yo, you got money? We blazing. You feel me? The teacher got mad as fuck, kicked us out of school right there. Mm-hmm. So we going, what happened? I forgot how we got to his house, but we end up at this nigga house. He lived in a nice neighborhood, nice, beautiful place, but inside it looked crazy. It looked like a bando and shit. And his man's had everything sitting right there, and it's the first time I ever seen anything like that. And we had bought hella Cheetos and chips and shit. And I told these, I had dreads back in the day, and I had the, you know that LRG hoodie you had?
Yeah.
That fucking, it looked like, looked like Bob Marley wore that shit himself. So niggas thought I used to stone back in the day, but I never smoked. And I was lying, I was perpetrating. I'm like, but right now I'm about to get into it. Exactly, right now I'm about to get into it. So this is like my first bit, so I'm gonna just act like I've been smoking and shit. Bro, it was four of us, my first time, four of us. It was four big ass blunts in a cypher. We were smoking for like, I'm telling you, we were smoking for like 5 minutes. Out of nowhere, everything was like, so it was a blunt per nigga. We were still passing them around, but it was like two different strains.
Like, did you have a moment where you think that you might have passed out?
I felt, oh my God. So this is the crazy part. After I got like a little bit high, I fucking fell right on the floor. Bam, face first. Blah!
Yo!
And then niggas is like, yo, what the fuck wrong with this nigga? Niggas is laughing at me and shit. I jumps back up. I'm like, let me hit that shit again. Yo, this shit is crazy. So I get really high to the point where I start getting paranoid. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga's got a gun. That's what I said. That's the first shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga's got a gun.
Yeah.
He reaches in his pants. I'm like, yo,
wait, where did we get from, my bad, we're smoking four blunts to now these
that's
niggas
how fast my brain was like, from regular to, oh, shit. So he's reaching in his pants, and he's talking to his mans or whatever. And I'm like, yo, he really has a gun. I'm not tripping. So I run back into the house. We all finished smoking or whatever. I opt out of the last couple, you feel me, pulls or whatever. Because I'm like, I'm already way too high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my boy Carlos is like,
I forgot what he was doing, but I'm like, yo, what's up with your mans? Why does he have a gun? Talk to your mans. He's like, nobody has a gun, bro. Relax. And I'm like, nah, man, fuck that. He's like, bro, relax. I'm like, what, you want to punch me in the face? Punch me in the face. Punch me in the face then. Right? And then I'm
back. Wait.
This
mind you, we went from we're all having fun. Nah, we got nuts. Four blunts.
No. I was also
I'm going in.
On top of the back.
Now I'm going to accuse you of trying to kill me and punch me in the face. Right. Okay.
So
now we're here.
It's going to make sense at the end. Right. Okay. So I run out the house. I'm in this white neighborhood. I run out the house. Took off. Hauling down the street. I'm like, these niggas trying to kill me. Running that shit. My boy Malik, shout out to 732 Cash. My boy Malik, he's actually doing big shit right now. Mm-hmm. My boy Malik, he's running behind me like, yo, Moses, relax. Like, niggas can hear you. The nigga who sold us the weed. Who we smoke it. His niggas could hear you. Come back inside. Because he's cooking too. So he like, yo. We young. So like, this is probably his like eighth time smoking. So we like, yo, what the? He's like, yo, get back in the house. The nigga who sold us the weed is like, bro, I know. Just come back inside the house. Like,
yeah.
Nobody's going to whip your ass, bro. Just come back inside.
I'm fine, yo. Just get your ass back
in. I'm like, nah, y'all trying to beat me up. And then I went back inside. We just chill for like 4 more minutes. I went home. And I went to the house. And this is how I know Latrice, my stepmother. I love her so much. She knew I was high. She's like, ha, ha, ha. She started laughing. She's like, you good? So I'm like, yeah, I'm straight.
She knew.
She's like, you hungry? Then she started laughing and walked away. That's how she asked me. You hungry?
Yo.
Word. My dad didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Dad ain't know?
Nah. But I could tell she could tell because she was asking me weird questions like, are you hungry? So I'm like, nah.
So she was trying to.
Yeah, she's trying to be funny and shit. But you know what I'm saying? But she kept it low. She ain't never tell my dad. So that's pretty cool.
That's real.
She was that your
next day, I go to school. Nah, yeah. Nah, we're working on it.
It's
going to
be sharp.
It's close, though.
It's going
to
be sharp.
Next day, I go to school. The nigga Carlos told me, yeah, he had like a paintball gun in his pants. Not a paintball gun, but like a fucking.
One of those pellets?
One of the pellet guns.
So he actually really had some shit.
Yeah.
He didn't make it up.
No. But I'm like, he's trying to. First, I was thinking he was trying to kill me. But he was like, nah, bro, you was just blowing everybody shit. Like, you was.
He was killing the
He was like,
bro.
Yo, as soon as you start smoking, you start talking hella proper. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? He started talking hella proper. He was pissing everybody off.
You were really blowing
up. He was just going to shoot you a couple times. He was just going to shoot you a couple times and shit. Like, you feel me? I'm like, oh, damn.
Nah, well, see, you tapped into your nerd.
You feel me? I knew it was something going on.
Look,
you feel me?
That shit happens to me. Yeah. Look, well, sometimes people call it paranoia, but sometimes you just turn into 007. And he seen the nigga reach.
Yeah.
And he just knew, niggas playing to fucking
do some bullshit.
You don't even know what.
I just
the sixth sense.
And I had never been there before, so I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What's going on? I don't know what the hell.
You can just see the motion, like you
that shit wasn't funny then, but it's kind of funny now. Like.
Yeah,
you're in the Matrix.
Listen, while we got time, let's do lessons from Leash really quick. So I can get you guys' opinions on some of the things that we well, lessons from Leash, let me explain. Lessons from Leash, since I didn't send you guys the timeline.
We good.
Is the advice segment in the podcast where I follow this thread, Six Brown Chicks, shout out to them. They put a thread out of people submit questions to them. They're actual real people. They've proven this. They've shown us. These are real people asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it out to the world of Twitter, but I was like, fuck Twitter. I'm sure people that come in the booth with me can answer that way better. So now, question one, and I get real animated, so don't mind me.
Wait a minute, can I ask the rules? Like, do we all answer?
Oh, yeah, everybody that's in the booth has to answer.
Okay.
It's an advice segment, and you just let me know what you think that they should do.
All
right. Or if you don't want to comment, that's fine. There's some things people don't want to comment on. All
right. Let's go.
I haven't dated in a long time, so it was really no reason for me to clean my apartment. Met a nice African brother, and he spent the night. He used mango butter on his long locks, and he woke me up with roaches all over his head/pillow. He won't return my text.
Oh, my God. So the mangoes attracted the roaches.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Nice.
So, one sis, he came over your house. Mm-hmm. You got roaches?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's start there.
Because, like, that means they was there already, right?
Nah, yeah. So he put the mango butter in his head.
In his head.
Exactly. And the roaches got attracted to it.
And so then...
What should she do?
What should... You should clean... You should get an exterminator. That's what you should do.
A hoarder.
She's technically a whore.
Oh, a whore.
You know why? Because it's like, she just met an nice African brother. How long... How many hours did you know this nigga?
Listen, that's clean.
Well, we don't know that.
That's not clean. That's not...
She didn't give us her house.
That's nothing wrong with
it. And her house is not prepared.
Well, no, she said she cleaned.
Like, if her house wasn't prepared.
Wait, she's like...
date or something, like, all
right. If your house ain't prepared.
Like, all right, she can put it in her mind, like, all right, I'm going to mess with
But listen, dude, but if you drunk like, at night, I'm saying, like,
let it
and you want to just do a quick hookup, it's never going to be
what
like...
That's what I'm saying.
But like, I mean, but before that, though, why don't you want to just...
She could be a hoe for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
That's her.
That's the end of discussion.
But she can't complain about anything.
She's complaining about he got roaches. Before that,
ran out into the world.
He didn't have the roaches.
Knew, like, all right, tonight I might meet a nice Carl. African brother. Or some shit.
I mean, I can call these.
Clean up my house.
Yeah, like, why don't you? Why? I come house ain't clean just to begin with.
Do I don't even roaches, know. Kid. She. It was a lot of.
Just clean your crib regardless.
He didn't have the roaches.
If you dated or not, clean your crib.
One part of that shit was something that she couldn't handle. Like, maybe it's an infestation in her building, some weird shit, whatever.
Happens.
Maybe,
no, for real.
You know, maybe it's some extra shit.
At the same time,
she cleaned her shit before she went to wherever to meet.
No, see, that's the first. Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about.
Nice,
it has nothing to do with her being a hoe. But no, that's what I'm saying.
That has nothing to do with her being a hoe.
Clean the house. Period.
That
facts. That's what I was saying.
No, because
did she say
because she's single? That's not an excuse.
Priorities is like way out of fucking sync.
Did she say roaches came or the roaches came? Like,
she said roaches were on his head. Oh, and right. So it seemed like she didn't know
that she had roaches,
and he woke up with roaches all over his head and pillow.
Dreadlocks.
Damn.
He won't return my text. Sis, I wonder why.
Yeah, that makes sense. You got roaches.
Okay.
Got roaches.
Wait, no. This is an advice column, right?
Yeah.
So regardless, you gotta help her figure out how to get the nigga back.
She need to get the nigga back.
First, you don't need the nigga back. Trust me. Let him go. Facts. You lost that. You lost one. That's cool. As many fish in the sea.
Facts.
Yo. One night.
Facts.
Okay. So like future reference type shit.
So two. I mean, well, I would first thing. Clean your crib regardless of whether you're dating or not.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a clean house.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you'd have found out, damn, I gotta do something about this roach, bro. Like, you know,
oh, you would have found out.
You would have found out and then took
beforehand.
Care of it.
Beforehand.
Before like, somebody waking up.
You knew your venue was like that. Why
invite people?
Fine African brothers. Clearly,
you read this nigga wrong if he's all great enough for you to have in your house.
Yeah.
And now the nigga got
like, that's what
so now you're saying the nigga got
roaches.
If the nigga got dreads,
he got roaches. Like, not, you know,
if he got dreads, he got roaches.
The nigga got roaches on his
set.
I got roaches, like, on me.
No, that's
what I'm saying. Like, you're trying to blame it on this nigga. But it's actually your shit.
No, I don't think she was trying to blame. She was trying to figure out.
No, she was just saying, like, now he won't return my text.
Now
like,
he won't return my text.
Like, damn, what's wrong with this nigga?
That's what she wants. Yeah, the mango butter attracted the roaches from her apartment into his head.
Did she tell
we need to figure out why mango is attracting the roaches.
No, we got to
know. What the hell? That's what we got to figure out, girl? What the fuck?
There's a problem behind the problem.
Bruh, get the fuck out of this.
Let's do questions.
He said we got to figure out how to mangle us.
I woke up. I work at family-owned dental practice. Wait, you got to do work on your spelling. After I got pregnant, my female boss began mistreating me, embarrassing me in front of patients, and hinting I will lose my job if I take off too many days. My male boss, her husband, doesn't help me, and it's his child, huh?
Oh!
Yo! All
right, so what I'm assuming is this.
Okay, this blew my shit down.
Check it. All right, so this young woman is pregnant. She
works.
So she's apparently smashing the male, her boss, and his wife, she fuck around and know and be like,
yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like,
she fuck around and know.
Oh, what? I can't look at him.
No, you could be next to it. It was your jacket was rubbing on it.
Oh,
she mess around and know, and maybe she, and like she probably don't want to make a thing of it, like, mm-hmm. and so, all right, I'm gonna just start making this shit. Maybe she trying to get her, maybe she's trying to make her quit. Like, I want this, get you to get the fuck knows. Out of here. Like, she know, she gotta know. Like, come on now.
He's about to say some off the wall shit.
No.
That's
pretty
cat.
People only gonna go as far as you let them. So she has to first of all demand her position. Listen, fuck that. Fuck what was happening before. It's now a child in this situation.
Word.
And I just need to deal with this shit at least one level, and maybe it's financially or whatever. Mm-hmm. She needs to make that shit. And first of all, somebody mistreating you, period. I don't care what the
circumstances are.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand up for yourself at some point.
Word. First of all, all that smoke that she got for her worker, that got to be for her fucking
her man. Yeah. Like, they're still all working together.
You got to check.
Very weird.
All that smoke you got with the employee?
Right?
I want to know what they do. Like, what's the...
The dental.
Dental. Family owned.
Yeah.
Family owned dental practice.
So she's having a chat.
She keeps saying you might lose your job if you take off some of these. I'm good at this.
And she has a child.
It's his kid.
Yeah, this is kind of tough because, like,
no, that's
damn, crazy. Like, you could have. Why are you over here messing with a married man?
I said start applying for other jobs.
Yeah, you might just
as far as advice goes.
You might have to, it's difficult, but you might have to just take this L and kind of learn.
Start applying for other jobs. Maybe learn a trade. Maybe learn a trade. You want to have a turn at the seat? Because I've been sitting and you've been standing.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's a gentleman right here.
Wow.
That's all.
Great.
Moses the Raven.
Hey. It's funny. It's funny.
My new rap name is Mo' Rat.
Yo, I'm off work.
You know, you called me that the first
time. All right, let's do word? Question three.
Yeah, I got to start remembering this.
Right. Mo gave me a rap. He don't remember he gave me a rap line. One time?
Yeah.
Most skills true.
I'll be forgetting all.
Most skills true.
Let's get back to the message release before we get into that. Let's go.
Question three. My baby mama is getting married just to spite me. Mm. We were together for 14 years, and we have great kids. I left her for another woman.
Ouch.
We're no longer together. Okay. I learned my lesson. And I want to get my family back. I can't stand for another man to raise my kids. Help.
It's slow, King. You should have thought about that shit early.
No, it's a dude.
That's a dude.
His baby mama is getting married just to spite him.
Yeah,
just to spite.
They were together for 14 years, had kids.
So he's aware. He dipped.
He left her for another woman.
Another woman, and they not. And now he's trying to come back, and it's slow. Yeah. I mean, bro.
But knowing it, so he's probably noticing.
It be like that.
Yeah, it's slow. He probably noticing, like, because he's saying she's getting married just to spite him. So she probably noticing it's not real between them. So he's gonna probably try to creep in there.
Oh yeah.
We can't take his opinion as. You know what I mean? He can't say just to spite him.
Mm-hmm.
Because like,
it's not about him.
We don't know. He could feel that way because.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's too close to this one. We gotta look at
from
it.
From somebody else's
at the point of view that he said that he stepped away from that. You mm-hmm. know? So there was time they were apart, and now she's moved on.
And she don't have, well, to he be don't honest, think that somebody else could just. Get her interest like that, so he's just automatically assuming that it's just that has something to do with him, but it has nothing to do with
Yeah, it's slow, God. It's gonna be because he shouldn't have.
You left.
Because now I'm thinking like, yo, that could just be a natural. She could just be getting married because she really loves this guy. That,
and you're trying to ruin it for her.
And she's trying to. Yeah, it's slow. Man. Yo, just take care of you. Just continue to be a great father. That's the biggest thing you owe yourself.
Co-parent.
And cope and properly co-parent. That's the biggest
thing
you owe yourself.
I ain't going to start. Seeing another nigga with my kids, I don't have kids yet, but I know when that shit happens, like, I mean, I don't know. That shit was... That two daddy shit. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm daddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yo, just make...
Like, call that nigga daddy. Call him by his first name, but I'm
that's
daddy.
Make your presence known. First of all, when you accepted the breakup and when you stepped away, you had to accept that as a possible reality.
No, that's true. That's true. That's a fact.
You know, and that's just feelings. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying to me now. It's like you made a decision, which is hard, concrete, and now you have the feelings.
Word.
About, you know,
your messed up decision.
About, you know, what's real in life. Mm-hmm. You know, your goals change.
Fact. I think most of all, above everything else, he needs to understand that this shit has nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. And she's going to do whatever she needs to do.
Word.
To feel better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to move on. Because, you know, you fucked her life up, kind of. By leaving her.
Yeah.
You got kids with her. You did that first.
And now she's Fresh. Happy, so leave her alone.
Right.
Like, yeah, let her rock, man. Just take care of the kids. And, yo, and honestly, it's best bet. Like, you got to make sure. If your kids are going to be in the atmosphere, you got to make sure not only do you know everything about that atmosphere, but that what they got going on is real.
Because
your kids are going to be seeing that
the majority of the time.
Yeah.
Stepchild.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My mother got married again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like that the shit that was going on at like other people's houses, mm-hmm. in between houses,
mm-hmm.
is like some fucking bullshit. He can attest to that too.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
talk your shit.
Nah, I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's the blunt talking, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, wait, we're running out of time.
Snap.
Sorry,
how much time?
We got 10 more minutes.
That's cool.
10 more minutes. Right. Yeah. You fucking late.
We got 2 more questions.
Okay.
Hold on.
You can do this.
Yes,
guys.
Yes, I love it.
I appreciate that.
Always.
All right, question 4. A man who is A man who is well respected in our church and community molested me as a child.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. I see the damage done in my relationships with men today. This man is also my father's dearest friend. I can't stay quiet about this anymore. How to tell without destroying my dad?
Yo, check it, man.
You need to.
All right, let's do this one by one. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
All right,
my bad. How is that going to destroy your dad?
You
Why is
destroy
the dad going to?
Because that's his best friend.
We're destroying the dude.
the
goal is him.
Going to be like. Fuck this dude. It's not gonna it'll destroy him that maybe he'll have bad feelings that it happened to his daughter if he really cares about his
absolutely.
Daughter.
Absolutely.
You know
what I mean? Absolutely.
Fuck about that.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
You kidding me?
Fuck that.
Oh my gosh, my good it's easy.
It's over.
Of course.
It's a little bit controversial.
Good.
It's like it's the difference between a female and a male's mind. I could just as easily be like, you know what, fuck that. But, you know, women are a little bit more empathetic.
Absolutely.
Like,
no, yeah, true.
I wonder how Becky's feeling about how what I just yelled at her about, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as a nigga's concerned, you fuck with my own,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You are completely dead.
Absolutely.
In that moment.
Facts.
Exactly.
You feel me? You're a different guy.
Physically.
You're not even physically dead.
Like, you just look different.
You look different on the side.
You just look like.
Who are you?
No, for real. There's nothing to work out after some shit like that.
Oh, hell no.
This is over.
If she's grown to that point to put up, you know, to be able to openly say it and say that she's going to say it more,
mm-hmm.
you know, she could tell her father.
Tell your father.
You can tell your father.
I want to say something about, number one, like, definitely tell your father, because you, like, in me knowing people who have been in these situations, like, that pain you hold is going to manifest
mm-hmm.
elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it out now.
Yep.
Get it out now. I mean, I know it's tough. It's tough for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough for people, but the longer you hold on to it, it can manifest in other unhealthy ways.
Yep.
Get it out and just... Luckily, she has a relationship with her father that she could trust him,
mm-hmm.
and then he handles what he handles with old boy, and then you know you keep going. Yeah. But you just have to get that pain off of you, like, cause some people blame themselves for that.
What I'm afraid of is the way that the dad reacts, considering the fact that he might be like, damn, this anywhere it could go, honestly. Like, he could be like, she's lying,
He could be like, you know what,
that's crazy. Yeah. Let's keep it under wraps. I've seen that approach.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was watching, if this was actually a fact of a woman that got molested, but she knew her dad was like that, so she knew that if she told her father, he would just kill that guy, that her dad's in jail.
Oh, so she
like, so she just kept it low.
Yeah.
I forgot what the hell was I watching?
That's what that was. The murder.
Maybe it was.
Check it. Yo, I was watching I was watching Maya Angelou's her documentary on Netflix, and she said, when she was young, she was molested, and she went and told, I think she told her, I forgot who she told, her brother, somebody, and he went and just offed him. Like, all right, so yeah, he did that, and then he went to jail, so she felt responsible. She was like, yo, my voice, me speaking out, humans, could put somebody in jail, so she put that on herself, and it's like, yo, it's not even,
as far as people are just,
they're thinking it's their fault, and it's not your fault.
As far as humans are concerned, that's punishment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like
of course.
Just punishment for whatever that, you know, that is. Yeah. So, but from like a law standpoint, I can understand, because it's like, that's
still a murder.
Well, I don't. It's still a murder.
Yeah.
Technically, so you're going to have to go to jail and handle it.
No, you know, yeah, true.
But though, there was
very well.
There was definitely.
Yeah, of course. It's funny, I was talking to my, my fiance about this. I was telling her, like, yo, like, we got to. That when we have kids, like, we got to provide an environment in which they feel comfortable to tell us everything. Yeah. And, like, because people just assume, like, people have more power than them. Like, yo, I don't give a fuck if it's your preacher, coach. If he bleeds blood, we're going to handle this the same way. Like,
exactly.
Don't think anybody got power over you in which
that
you can't go against them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
nah,
fuck that.
Nah, never
you
that.
Tell me, you tell daddy, and we will handle accordingly. You
exactly.
just go back to being a kid.
Never
you're
that.
Saying, like, that's it. You do kid things, we'll handle it on the adult
side. Because
when
they handle it on their own, that's automatically, now I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm an adult.
That's facts. Like, you can't have a kid deal with adult emotions.
Mm.
That fucks up a lot of kids into adulthood when they got to just deal with adult emotions.
They gotta grow
early.
Up quickly.
Yeah, you gotta just grow
I'll
up.
Say,
you're not
I'll
ready
say,
for that.
I'll say for the speakers that might not be as like intelligent, like my stepfather is a bad example of that, because he does the exact same thing you were talking about, but he does it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Where he'll be like, okay, you know what? I want my kids to trust me, so I'm gonna smoke with my kids. I want my kids to trust me, so you know what? I'm gonna let them trap. I'm gonna let them.
Yeah, that's
keep guns
like
at the house and.
Well, I'm not going to let negative.
Yeah, like I know
you
the mind state he's in, but it's just not. It's the vehicle's not like it's not done the right way. Like
exactly.
Yeah,
that's really a guideline you have
correctly.
To put into place.
No, if absolutely.
To provide that type of information, you have to be able to understand.
He don't know nothing about tough
whatever
love.
You're doing. Whatever you're doing has to be like.
Like, what the fuck is he doing?
He needs to talk to Uncle Dave.
That shit is crazy, yo.
All right. I don't know if we have enough time to do another question. That's fine. That's cool.
Dude, I was I'm liking this.
I know,
man. Right,
if
like,
you want,
yeah,
we can
Mo,
do one
get
more.
Get
all right,
Mo,
we'll go to 18. We'll go to 18.
Mo, get the cash. Pay for another hour.
Listen, we'll do one more. We'll do one more. I saw a juicy one.
All right, bet.
I'm a 20-something attractive woman dating a 26-year-old man. Why can't we know your age?
You know, by the way,
26?
Why
can't we know your age?
I got a question.
Wait,
I got a question about that, by the way. I mean, it leads to some longer shit, so maybe we can get on with the question.
Wait, did she give it? What'd she say? I'm a
20-something. Why can't 20 we know?
Something.
But he's 26, so why can't we?
Yeah, my
like, why is it thing? Okay.
That's weird. Right,
he is a 2-minute man in bed.
And takes
another 46 minutes to get erect again.
46 minutes?
I want to suggest Viagra.
As a young man, I cannot relate to this. I cannot relate to this.
But he's 26.
I don't even want to think.
He's
I'm
26.
Scared if I think about
that's
it.
Bad. Hey, yo. You can have 2-minute moments, but to be a
2-minute man.
Nah, that's
and his 46 minutes to get erect again.
He might as well be 56.
That's like
he wants to tell him
that nigga acting like
he's Viagra, but
whoa.
I don't want to hurt his feelings. My sex life is trash.
Bro,
oh,
that's a
hold up. Does she love that man? Because she might end up cheating if she don't.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if this is
she might end up creeping him.
Tell you something. Please get it for him. It's not scary. Pop that shit,
it's
going to work.
You're
going
to
be
all right, bro. Hey, Mo, you got Viagra? Yeah.
Chill. That's max. That's like four. Like, how many hours is that? That's
what?
Wild. Don't you, like, after.
4 hours. I think
that's
it's
max.
Yeah, that's porn,
man,
that's porn star.
Doing that? Like,
that's porn star
that's
shit.
That's got to be a specific day.
Word.
I'm saying, like, that got to be
word.
A day.
Two bullets in the chamber. Every man knows you got two bullets.
No, I'm saying, like, you don't got shit to do that. Like, you got to pick a good old Saturday or something. Like,
yeah.
Like.
She deserves one day a week. Come on,
40
minutes?
Nah.
That's a top 10
46,
smack battle.
Sir. Remember?
Yo, by the way, I'm mad she knows that specific number, though. That's funny
that's
as hell. She was really she was counting when that shit was going on. 46
for 2 more.
Bro, I'm telling you, that pill is going to turn him into a monster.
Yo,
introduce it to him. He's going to love you for it.
Hey, yo.
Tell him. Yeah, you might not know. He might be
26?
Like, he booty. He know he, like...
Oh, did she tell? Like, did she tell him?
She has. She said she thinks she's gonna hurt his feelings, but her sex life is trash.
Oh, she loves. Oh, she loves him. She loves him. She loves him. She can't even tell the nigga that.
Does he compensate elsewhere? You gotta go down.
People are like fucking puzzle pieces that don't fit all the way, and then a relationship is like cutting those puzzle pieces to make it fit. Ooh. Right?
You did. Talk dirty. I like that.
I like the way that.
Go ahead, Mo.
So that's all it is. Just give the man some Viagra. He's gonna love you.
Hey, yo, but what you gotta
he's
do?
Pay for it out of his own pocket.
What you gotta
he's
do?
Gonna go broke.
Facts. Trying to get that shit.
Yo, she gotta. She gotta. She gotta slip.
The only issue that we
she gotta.
Stand up for herself. Like,
what she gotta do is slip. What she gotta do is. What she gotta do is she gotta slip it
because he could be he over here with false hope. Like he might be thinking he tearing that shit up.
She gotta slip it. She gotta slip it in.
She loves him.
She might have to drug that nigga.
She might.
She might have to Bill Cosby that nigga. That just get him throw the Viagra in there.
Drug that nigga.
Yeah. throw the Viagra in there. Have him right, and one day he's gonna be like, "Yo, this shit is everything's changing. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck is going on." And she's just gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm just. He's just gonna have faith after that." That's funny, son.
No. I always forget something. My bad. No, that was me being high. I'm sorry. We got 5 minutes still. You know, I'm sorry.
Wow. Funny.
They don't understand. I really leave can something we do this here like, every week.
Y'all fuck with this.
Normally.
You
like,
do?
I like this.
It's a vibe,
I
like right? Vibe. Nah, word. Here.
Nah, I want to pull up here like often.
Listen, it's an open door policy. You guys are gang now. Wavy. So you can always come.
Gang.
Wait, say
gang.
That again so I can get it for a second. Like,
oh, wavy.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit's gonna be funny as hell.
I like that.
Alright.
Oh, wait.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm gonna do it again.
What?
Lit like leash.
There you go.
That was Chris. That was Chris.
Great voice. I love y'all.
Talk that now. Talk, bro. Yeah.
Understand this.
Mo, flex.
That's what's up. Talk your shit.
This is the first time I ever heard you flex. Mo, you never flex.
You gotta talk this.
You can flex.
Oh, no. Past 4 months, I've been flexing.
That's what's up.
Talk that talk, Mo.
Cause niggas that be ass, they be flexing the hardest.
You know, they get the best jobs cause they flex.
They flex and be ass. Like,
they just be ass.
The niggas that's really nice be all humble and based and all that shit.
Y'all hilarious.
I'm tired of it. Fuck it. Gets you no bread.
Talk that talk, Mo. Say I got the best beats in this bitch. Tell niggas my beats. Something I'll smoke you with every beat I got.
Yo,
you can't make shit like that.
To play their beats.
So.
Bro, Mo, please.
Yo, they have put like beats meets beats, yeah, like the whole platform. You go out there and they have producers showcase their beats.
The only reason I haven't showed up.
What?
I don't want to do it to him, bro.
Do it to these niggas.
Let's go, Mo.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Mose!
Put the pressure
Mose!
On
these
rap niggas. Had a bomb.
Put your
you know
foot on these rap
the
niggas' neck.
When they make a beat, like
yeah.
Niggas listen to
yo,
a beat shit.
You know what that means
every
for you?
Ugly.
You know what that means for you?
Nice.
Mo, that's
you know what that means for you?
Let's go, Mo.
Yo, you can pull up.
Let's go, Mose.
Pull up your old shit. You can play Alcatraz, nigga. Niggas gonna be in there with the shivers.
Yo, and the niggas like they got to rap to the beats. That's a part of the contest.
Oh,
so like, yeah. It's dope to just, you know what I'm saying? Niggas are just on, just
so, like, niggas,
on
so, like, yeah, so they, and they'll be like, yo, man, our feature producer for our next event is going to be Motorade. So you'll provide the beats for the next.
Oh, yeah, and, bro, and you just might get some fucking customers off that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, nigga, you will.
Like, you know the so, shit. And, like, these like, niggas, this is all money from here here on
like
out.
From here on out.
There's no favors with this shit now. Fact, niggas right. Know that there. You got to work with the right people that know, like, that's work, like, business. They're going to be like, nah, man, if you niggas hit your beat, y'all. Throw some bread to you.
Yeah,
man, get all that. Expand the brand.
I'm gonna let you know.
Oh yeah, that shit gonna be a good.
Yeah, I got.
Ain't you headlining?
I believe so.
So hold up, a headlining wild shit.
They better put your picture on the shit.
Nah.
Shout out to them.
They show a lot of love.
Shout out to True and Little.
They show a lot of love with that, and it's dope. Salute, yeah, plug.
What date is that?
Salute to True and
Little. What date is that? Do they have a date?
I'm not sure if there was an official date posted. Yeah, I know right now they down in
oh, South by.
South by.
Yo, everybody is there, bro. I feel horrible.
They been popping down there. They got like the niggas down there got their own shows. Yo.
Last year I was supposed to prep for this year and that shit slipped. I really gotta go next year.
But it was a lot going on.
Perfectly, bro. It'll be January in no time.
Listen.
That's just for any.
Shout out to your man. No. That's a
what's
fact.
Up, Leash? My bad.
That's a fact.
No, I was saying, let's do y'all shameless plugs, which I got coming up.
Go ahead, start it, doggy.
Yeah,
Swing plug. What we got? Well, right now. So we working. We working on some music. I'm still working on my debut project, Catharsis. I gotta put pressure on myself to get an actual release date because I've been starting and stopping a lot with it. But absolutely. I'm trying to. I want to get it out by the summer. So that'll be my debut album. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. So right now we I put my first song on Spotify. They See Me Now is on there on all available streaming platforms, and I'll let the rest of the guys talk about what they got going on coming up. We all working, by the way.
Listen, I see on y'all Instagram all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, Poetry Bars every week. I got one coming at the end of the day, but nah. K Poetic, Beautiful Dystopia, produced 80% by Moses the Fucker.
Facts.
Ray went in. Them beats is wild.
Yo, word. Oh, yeah, take that. You can have that.
Nah, I was like, yo, I told Mo, like, yo, Mo, I want you to do, like, this whole project for me. I took, like, 8 beats, and I'm just like, yo, this is perfect. Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. This is perfect. This is perfect. And Mo went dumb on that. I'm trying to have that done for the fourth quarter.
The last one I sent you?
Which one?
Recently. Like,
yeah, bro. You ain't get my message? Let's do that.
Oh, you down with that?
Hell yeah.
I won't put that on your record.
Oh, I could get that?
Yeah, you got that.
My man.
Let's go now.
Get another one.
Let's go now.
Look at this.
Let's go now. Nah, Mo, let's do that. Let's do that. Because I actually wanted you to do the whole. I probably have, like, I got, like, 2 other beats. I got a Rain Man beat on there. I grabbed one of the old.
Yo, the old joint, too.
Yeah, I still got his original beat package. With all those beats.
The old shit.
So, but there was always one I fuck with more. So, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, that's me. Beautiful Dystopia coming out the fourth quarter. Y'all niggas plug it.
Okay. I got
Vibe Strong.
I was going to say Transition.
Oh, shit. Tweet. Yeah.
So what I have to do, first of all, I have to release Transition again. I had like this sort of setup with this other.
Fuck 17th. Shameless plug.
Fuck 17th Ave.
Fuck 17th Ave. Cool. You heard?
I can say it, yeah. Fuck that bitch. Yeah, I feel you. Wow. Fuck
whatever
that
the
bitch.
Case, whatever the case, whatever the case, she took all my music that I released last year. All the music I released last year,
mm-hmm.
No longer on iTunes.
That girl look like a tie.
No longer on Tidal.
She look like,
no longer on any other streaming like platform. So I'm going to release that first, which is Transition.
Mo, why her face look like a car tie?
Could you stop? I'm a set.
Last thing,
I'm gonna be releasing a album called Vibe Strong. All the songs are done. I have a couple of skits in between that I wanna just make the album feel like a cohesive project.
Let's
all the way through. You can press play and then just let it rock for like an hour.
And just be sitting
while you cleaning your house,
mm-hmm.
while you in the car, going up to the Poconos if you're from Jersey or from New York. Perfect thing to listen to. Just let it rock. It's
let
like
it a movie.
You Facts. Cannot look at nothing else but the road, so just like listen to an audio movie, which is about to be this hour.
There we go.
I want to hear that.
I like that.
It's gonna be very. It's a very roadworthy car. You feel me? You gonna drive fast when the hype songs come. You gonna drive sad when the slow songs.
When the slow songs come on.
Yeah, just please listen. Most of it is me because I'm like, you know, I couldn't get in touch with none of my niggas. Mm-hmm. To get the shit right.
What you mean, Mo? I'm here.
No.
What you mean? Let's let it track.
No, it's all good.
At one point in time, I was looking for it, but like, you know what I'm saying? Right now, it's all good, but like, Vibe Strong is coming May 30th.
Let's go!
Let's get it.
All right, so.
Kid Ali, what we got coming? What's poppin', Kid Ali, man? All
right, so, I'm not gonna give y'all a specific date, but within the next month,
I'm high.
I'm gonna just drop the album. It's called Plus.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah. So
you're Kanye. Some heat on
some
thing.
Heat. So yeah, Plus is coming.
Yeah, some like heat that. On there too, man.
You know, and
I gotta hit it.
I just really wanted to put a visual out first, so working on putting the visual out, and then once that's out, I'm gonna just drop it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna necessarily say a day, but once the video is there, you'll see the album just drop.
All right, I'm
going to
be stalking y'all pages.
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Stalk it up, man.
And that's this month.
You know what I mean? And we also...
Go ahead.
Yeah, but we're going to... We're also going to work on a collective project for the group, probably maybe more towards the end of the year, because I think it's about time we come back with something powerful. So right now, these are individual projects, but
we're gonna, that shit just made me happy, man.
I think we get something. We get something by the summer.
Yeah, I think even before that, bro. We could do that.
Listen, I want to plug my other Instagram pages. Okay. Moses the Raven is an enigma. I'm kind of weird. I got like 4 different pages, I think.
Yeah, that should be throwing me off.
Whatever the case, for my production, it's Cadence the Producer. If y'all niggas was trying to follow that shit.
Mm-hmm. Cadence the Producer,
yeah. Cadence the Producer, that's my moniker for that. And okay. It's Moses the Raven is my regular page, and then Dynamic Mercenary is the other page that I got.
Yeah.
Just
want to
make sure that shit got in there.
Yeah,
we're like kind of short for time.
No, wavy. Yeah.
All right, @KidAllik, @KidAllik, and then @follow real music. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can follow us @ follow real music. So @ very important. Follow real music. You can find everything we up to. My personal page is Olive Talking. It's O_LIVE45. You can find me. So that's O_LIVE45.
@ KProetic. KProetic. Simple as that. KProetic.
Cool.
Poetry box. All right.
I'm so glad you guys came on. I'm hyped. I can't wait to go talk to my mom about this on the drive.
Yeah,
we
lit.
So yeah. I'm happy. This is a great episode. You guys definitely were great for the comeback because we needed to come back.
Anytime you need one, we'll pull
up. You guys are
gang.
Slide through. I'm here every Saturday, 3 p.m. Now you know where my underground
is. Oh, say word. Right.
So,
Sometimes
do it
by yourself?
Yeah.
If nobody pulls up?
Yeah, no one pulls up.
I'm pulling up.
All right. So remember, guys, to keep that blunt lit. And they remember to keep your mind sparked, your heart. See you next week. Bye.
Yeah, you normally be like that cliche. Okay, guys, get this. Such a beautiful